I'd like to call this meeting to order. Today is Wednesday, April 10th. Today is the meeting of the Fresno Local Agency Formation Commission, also known as LAFCO. Can we have roll call, please, Amanda?
Let the record reflect that both Commissioner Parra and Commissioner Santoyo will not be in attendance. Commissioner Magzig?
Here.
Commissioner Mendez?
I'm here.
Chair Yep?
Here. Let's all stand for the flag salute. Since this is my last meeting, I will lead the flag salute.
Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, also the additional agendas are located on the table at the back of the chambers, and anyone wishing to follow along with this meeting, more than welcome to help yourself. Amanda, want to read item three?
Item number three is comments from the public. Any person wishing to address the commission on a subject not listed on the agenda may do so at this time. State your name, address, and please keep your comments to 3 minutes.
Are there any comments from the public at this time? And this is for items not listed on the agenda, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and Commissioners. My name's Ross Moviveros. I actually live in Los Banos, California, but I'm here representing California Special District Association. I just want to take a quick moment of your time to introduce myself. I'm the Central Network Public Affairs Bill Coordinator for the Special District. There are about 2,000 special districts in the state of California, and CSD represents about 1,600 of those. Within the central network, there is about 170 special districts, and those are the folks I work with, and quite a few of them are here in Fresno County as well. We offer quite a variety of services, financial planning, professional development, legislative advocacy in Sacramento and D.C., so much more. So I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. I'll be meeting a lot of folks here. I know there's an intersection between LAFCO and special districts, and I look forward to working with you in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You still have 2 minutes left, too, if you want. Are there any other comments from the public at this time? Seeing none, on to item four.
Item number four is potential conflicts of interest. Any commission member who has a potential conflict of interest shall now identify the item and recuse themselves from discussing and voting on the matter pursuant to Government Code Section 84308.
At this time, are there any commission members with a conflict of interest? Seeing none, on to item five.
Item number five is approve consent agenda items 5A and 5B, 5A being the minutes from the LAFCO meeting of March 13th, 2024, 5B being the City of Kingsburg Matoyan reorganization.
Okay, consent calendars items are matters that are routine in nature and are usually approved by a single vote. Are there any members of the commission who would like to an item approved, removed from the consent agenda at this time? Seeing none, are there any members of the public who wished an item removed for discussion? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
So moved and properly seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Abstention. Motion passes 3-0. On to item six.
Item number six is SB 938 for the Zolda Reclamation District, number 801, LAFCO file number DOD 24-01.
Okay, at this time, Jessica Gibson will present the staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. For your consideration, we have the dissolution of Zolda Reclamation District number 801 pursuant to SB 938. Zolda was originally formed in 1909 to provide levee maintenance and drainage services and encompasses approximately 12,810 acres. The sphere and service area are coterminous. A portion of the district extends into Kings County. However, Fresno County is the principal county. Zolda has been noted as a deficient and inactive district dating back to nearly 20 years. For services rendered, the Kings River Conservation District operates and maintains 4.5 miles of tile lines and interceptor pumps along the North Fork Kings River Channel via contractual agreement. In March of 2023, the LAFCO Commission commenced SB 938 proceedings allowing LAFCO to initiate a proposal for dissolution with an adopted MSR, which found two conditions of deficiency, and with an adopted resolution of intent to initiate dissolution. Today, at the conclusion of the minimum 12-month process, the deficiencies remained unchanged. In light of the services provided, Kings River Conservation District has requested to be the designated successor agency with all Zelda assets transferred to KRCD. In turn, KRCD is willing to enter into a new agreement with each landowner receiving services. Upon commission approval of dissolution, the LAFCO executive officer will hold a conducting authority proceedings and notice those in the affected territory and report the results back to the commission. In conclusion, staff recommends the commission approval for the proposed dissolution of Zelda Reclamation District number 801. This concludes staff's presentation. Any questions?
Are there any comments from the commission at this time? Yeah. Are there any comments from the public at this time? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve action number one.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 3-0 for action number one. Action number two, does that need to be addressed or just action number one altogether?
All three.
All three, okay. So is there a motion for action number? Actually, do I have to open that back up to the public or are we still on the voting side of it?
I would open up back to okay. The public if you don't mind.
Are there any comments from the commission on item number, action item number two? Seeing none, open to the public. The public wish to address item number two. Seeing none, I would entertain a motion for item number two.
Motion to approve.
Second.
To move and properly second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Nathan?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Motion passes by unanimous consent. On to action item number three. Would the commission like to talk on this item? Seeing none, would the public like to address this item? Seeing none, I'd like to entertain a motion to approve
motion action to approve. Three.
Moved and properly seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 3-0. On to item seven.
Action item number seven is City of Fresno, Ashland Hayes, number 2, 3, and 4 reorganizations.
Brian will present the staff report.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Before you today is a request by the City of Fresno, proposed reorganization to annex approximately 140 acres into the City of Fresno, while also detaching from the North Central Fire Protection District, as well as the Kings River Conservation District, for properties generally located northwest of North Polk Avenue and east of North Bryan Avenue, and on the north and south side west of Ashland Avenue. Can you get us the next slide? A map is on the screen for you to refer to. We have two different actions proposed for approval today. The first would be to approve the CEQA that would pertain to this project. The second would include items B through H, and in general, just find that the project conforms with all of LAFCO's policies as well as CKH requirements. And it would assign the distinctive name, Ashland Hayes, number 2, 3, and 4, reorganization. Find that pursuant to CKH, the territory is inhabited and not all registered voters have consented to the annexation, excuse me. Find that notice mailed on March 15th, 2024 was given to all landowners and registered voters within the affected territory, as well as within 300 feet of the affected territory. Find that, now for items G through H, we would recommend H, as we have received written opposition to the proposal, and we will be holding a conducting authority proceedings as a result of that. As of right now, we have valid protest that has been submitted by 40% of the landowners in the affected territory who also own 17% of the land value. For registered voters, we have received valid protest by 35% of the registered voters within the affected territory, the latter being the item that would kick us into election or send the item to vote. Pending the result of conducting authority proceeding, we would still have up until that date for any other protests to be counted as well. So with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions the commission may have.
So the proposal in front of us, action number one, we approve it, and then we submit an action number two. Since we had 40% opposition, G no longer applies and H applies?
Yeah, G would be to find that no written opposition to the proposal was received when, in fact, we have received written.
Right, so G is out altogether?
G is out altogether.
Okay, H is the approved language that we would look at?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any comments from the commission? Are there any comments from the public at this time? And we have the 40% on record already.
So. We have 35%.
35%.
Yeah.
And that's, can we read that into the record or record that into the record?
Only because the protest can technically be, whoever submitted the protest can technically withdraw it by the end of conducting authority proceedings, so if by chance they wanted to. So that final number would be counted at the actual conducting authority proceeding, which would be held. We still have our 30-day reconsideration period, and towards the end of that, we would send out the notice to let the property owners know on which date we're going to hold the conducting authority proceeding, and then go ahead and hold that and report back to commission.
Okay. Are there any other comments from the public at this time? I'll entertain a motion to approve item 7, action 1. Moved and properly seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstention. Motion passes 3-0. On to item action number 2, excluding item G but including item H.
Correct. So moved.
Been moved and properly seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions. Motion passes 3-0. Thank you very much. On to item number 8.
Item number 8 is proposed budget and work plan for fiscal year 24-25.
Right.
All right. Thank you very much. I'll take this one as well. Excuse me. To take a look at our closing out this budget year, we have the approved figures on the left and our estimate to close on the right. Between office expenses, personnel, consultant services, we are looking at coming in a little bit under than what was approved, as far as it being $665,000 for approved and coming in only in at $611,000 estimated to close. We still have a couple months left. This will again be fine-tuned for the final budget next month, but these numbers are getting us pretty close to what the final numbers will be. Taking a look at our revenue, we have our city allocation, county allocations. Those have all been received in full. We did receive quite a bit more in application fees than what was approved. And between that and the interest that we've gained thus far for this fiscal year, again, we're coming in above revenue as far as what was approved. So a little bit under expenditure, a little bit above in revenue. That gets us a good figure as far as what's left over. It's looking to be around $100,000. So I know last time that came to the commission, the general direction was to take whatever we had rolled over and apply that to our reserves. But go ahead and hit the next slide here. I want to go ahead and see if commission has any direction as far as that, because that would put $100,000 of surplus to bring our reserve from $150,000 to $250,000. And in addition, I was also directed by the commission last month to take a look at any potential staff increases relating to our MSR cycle. Taking a look at our history, we average, in order to get through all of our 131 special districts and cities, we're looking at about 18 to 20 years before that cycle was completed, which is quite a big gap. By increasing additional analysts, as well as bringing on an additional intern, That would give us a total of 3 analysts and 3 interns, and the overall target being initially to bring that 18 to 20 year cycle down to a 13 year initially, with the ultimate goal being to develop staff to aim for a 10 year MSR cycle. Now, with that, besides the additional cost for the analyst, as well as a small cost for the additional intern, we would have a need to increase our office space. So even though we just moved into the current office and been there a little bit over a year now, this is as much staff as we've ever had historically. And so that was kind of the a good fit for us. We were able to house all the staff we had ever needed, and we didn't really think we'd be in the position. However, the current lease agreement does allow us to expand our office space as long as we remain in the building. They would roll over our current terms with the expiration of January of 2028. Currently, our 2025 rate is $1.91 per square foot, and we're at just over 1,000 square feet. And that has a 3% annual escalator as we go through our existing lease. They are willing to, again, roll that over into a new space where really we're just paying for the difference of square footage. With all of those factored in, we're looking at an estimated 13% increase from the previous year. But again, pending direction from commission today, we can work with that a little bit and change that. So with that, let me make sure there's not another slide, right? Okay, then that's just, this is the corrected numbers are before you on the pink slip as well as on the screen. I had accidentally rolled over last month. I had recommended a $25,000 fund balance contribution and forgot to remove that for the agenda item. So that's been corrected before you. So again, last year, adopted budget, $665,000. Proposed as directed off of last month's direction, $753,000. And again, that also includes the additional staff and the additional office space. And with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Let's break it down into 2 issues. Item number 8 was the budget and workshop plan. So is there any comments from the commission on the budget workshop plan?
Just real quick, so with the carryover balance, my thought, I know at the last meeting I was one of the supporters of just taking the entire amount and putting that to reserves, but just in light of fiscal challenges that all of our cities are facing, my thought would be to kind of split that in half, and maybe half goes to reserves and the other half to buy down just maybe some of the contribution rates that the cities and the county has to contribute. It's not a huge impact, but it'll be, you know, whatever that is, 5%, 3% reduction. So every little bit helps in times like this. But again, I'm just one member, and that's a suggestion I wanted to throw out.
No, I like that. That's what's usually called split the baby. So,
okay, absolutely. Okay, I can amend that and get that for us for the final budget next month. Is there any other? How much direction as far as additional staff and additional office space?
Well, let's finish the file. So anybody from the public wishing to talk about the proposed budget and work plan? Seeing none, you can file that as needed, and then we'll go to item number 9 as far as the lease. Is there any members of the commission wanting to talk about the lease? Or?
So if more space is needed, and you had indicated it'll be about possibly a 13% increase. I'm open to moving when that time arises. Just keep us informed. And you know, increasing staff, I think 18 to 20 years to do MSR updates is too long. And really, I'd like to see them done every 10 years. But I know that that's a heavy lift. But, you know, 18 to 20 years is too long. So I, as just one member, am open to bringing additional analysts or whatever titles needed for staff to come over that would deal with that function of the municipal service review.
Okay. Oh, fine with that too.
Yeah, fine with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other comments from the commission? Are there any comments from the public at this time?
So for, sorry, we jumped into item nine?
Yeah.
So for item nine, and forgive my intrusion, I just wanted to also specify, in addition to rolling over our existing lease, the building manager has also offered to renew the lease and basically start fresh with all of the same terms, except being that we can sign up for 10 years. So instead of keeping our current deal that expires in 2028, we would sign into a new deal that would bring us into 2034. Again, all the other terms remain the same. It's just basically locking that in for a couple extra years. And so for that is why I brought item nine, was to, you know, first see if commission was agreeable to additional staff and additional office space, but alternatively, if there is any interest in locking in that rate for the 10 years, and as well as the building manager offered to help us move. They offered the existing office furniture, which I have a couple pictures. I think they're hidden, though. Go back real quick. Okay, so that one there. That would be the new space, which basically doubles the space we have. It's all furnished. It has desks, chairs, a couple TVs. They're estimating about $50,000 that they're willing to let us use. And then for anything else that needs to be moved, they're offering to help us move that. But just for safety's sake, I wanted to come to commission to see if I can have authorization for no more than $1,500 of our contingency fund, just in case something comes up. Again, you know, they're offering us a whole lot here, but I want to make sure that we have something available should something come up that's unforeseen. So with that, item nine does have those two requests for your consideration. And again, if any questions on that, I'd be happy to answer it.
I guess the main issue that I have is I've known Buddy since 2014. That's 10 years. 10 years goes by quick. So signing a 10-year lease isn't that long of a deal. But
was that a long 10 years or what?
Oh, it's, you used to have brown hair back then.
It's been a long time since, yeah. I had brown hair.
No, but at the same time, downtown Fresno changes quickly. So if we make a 10-year commitment and we're locked into that rate, and 4 years from now, 6 years from now, downtown Fresno isn't as safe as it is today, let's say, where you guys are at, are we locking ourselves in for four more years of a bad situation?
Well,
and we're trusting you to make the decision for us because we're trying to foresee that ourselves. So
I can tell you that as far as where we were previously located and where we're located now, while the safety has definitely increased for us, downtown being downtown, there's always going to be some element of that. With that said, it's been my understanding, and I agree with this, that it's very important for LAFCO's presence to remain in the downtown area. I think the last time we looked at our original move, there were a couple options outside, but really it just, I feel like it would hinder the flow of our daily work as far as anytime we have to come, you know, meetings for a hearing, if we have meetings with the city or the county, as well as, you know, anytime we need to go file a recording, or, you know, there's a lot of benefits to being located in the downtown area. And just overall, I think the more agencies that look into pulling out, the more slippery that slope's going to be. Combine that with the upcoming grant work that the city will be doing downtown. You know, we'll see how that may or may not help things out. excuse me. So I think overall, the general consensus previously was to have LAFCO's presence, you know, be anchored in the downtown area.
Would they be up to, say, an option at the end of our current contract for five more years at the same rate instead of locking in for another?
Possibly. That's tough to say. Really, all we're looking at is the biggest factor being there's a 3% annual increase locked in, you know, for both options. Now, do we want to just keep what we have, or do we want to lock in 3%, which is, you know, a pretty good historical inflation rate as it is, to you know, think of it as taking out a loan, right? If the bank says, hey, do you want this term to expire in 2028 and your interest rate locked in at 3%? Or you can sign up for us, everything remains the same, but you have 10 years now. You know, you're locking in at 3% for 10 years, comparatively. So
here's what I would offer up. There's still a lot of moving parts, and we do have some time. So I would ask Brian, take a look at what as we approve the budget next month, and you take a look forward at what the next 12 to 18 months look like. If it does become apparent we need to move, then at that point, maybe we could have additional discussion about what we want to do with terms of the existing lease we have, because that you said the landlord has already indicated to us that we can take those same terms, whatever we choose to do out to 2028, which I think is, you know, which is good. But if it becomes apparent that we need to do a longer, you know, a longer lease, and we do need to move, I think some of the items, which at this point are kind of up in the air because we don't know what exactly is going to happen. It's hard for me to make a decision when there's a lot of things that haven't happened yet, but I think they'll crystallize in the next couple of months, if that makes sense. I'm okay empowering you to come back to us to say, look, here's the path forward that we have. I think we are going to need to move, and I think I will be more prepared once some things have crystallized a little bit more.
So as far as needing to move, again, if we're adding additional staff, then, yeah, we're going to need additional space to house them and offer workspace. So as long as that's what commission is moving forward with supporting, you know, we're the move is more of a when than an if. So then, again, the question then becomes, do you want to just roll over the existing lease or punch in a new one? And again, you know, we can certainly keep our existing lease terms, and in 2028 come back and revisit and see what market changes may have occurred and renegotiate then. And that's something that we can certainly do. But they are offering the 10-year agreement at this time as well. No. Oh. We also have pictures of the space if you would like to take a brief tour as well. So this would be the main area walking in. There's the first office available, and it's kind of tough to see in the lighting here, but there is a desk and chair included with that as well. There is one smaller conference space that can be converted into additional workspace if we did need to expand further. This would be the main conference area that I would recommend we keep just because of the size and setup. And again, all the furniture seen is included. There is a kitchen break room, which we currently do not have. We just kind of have a microwave and a water dispenser. So it would be a nice upgrade for staff to potentially not get ketchup on their projects as they eat at their desks. Another workspace, again, furnished. Yet another, a back corner office, and then the final one has a setup for two. We will most likely put most of our interns in this one as well. So again, plenty of space, furnished. I don't think there's any doubt that it would give us the room we need to expand and, you know, have all the space we need to get things done and kind of make it our final home, so to speak, until the end of this lease term. And again, you know, it's pretty much double the space than what we have now, so it's a little bit of room to spread our wings.
Any other comments from the commission? You want to table this, or do you want to?
Nathan's saying is just bring this back to us when you want to move.
We want to move.
What you're saying is you want to move now.
Well, what I'm saying is if we're going to move forward with adding additional staff, we're going to need additional room for them.
Yeah.
And if, you know, the longer we
just
wait.
Just move there, but now you need to move again.
Exactly. And
I just want to be.
the longer that we wait to respond to the building landlord, they can't hold this, in other words.
Right, he's got another
office. Not to say they may have another potential, you know, person wanting to lease it, but again, they can't really hold it on their end either. Yeah. So
where I'm a little hesitant, you've lost a staff member.
We did.
And so, and again, a lot of the hiring that we talked about today with MSR review, that hasn't happened, and nor will it happen until the next next budget year. I'll tell you right now, when it comes to just what I'm seeing happening in the office spaces right now, mm-hmm. I'm not seeing a lot of new people write leases in office spaces. I think that where you are is fantastic. This building's beautiful. I have no issues with any of that. It all just comes down to timing for me. But Brian, one thing I need you to share with me. Are you telling me that the space that you just moved into is not adequate for how you operate today? Or are you concerned that with the new hires you're going to bring on, it won't be adequate?
The latter. With additional staffing, we won't have space for that.
So my direction is, when all of that crystallizes, I'm okay moving forward with a move. What I don't want to have happen is for us to move into a bigger space, and then for one reason or another, we decide that we don't have the ability to bring on staff because of fiscal constraints, but now we have this big space that we'll never be able to fully utilize. Gotcha. So for me, it's just a timing. It's a timing issue. You know, when we're ready to pull the trigger, which could be in 3 or 4 months, then maybe that's when we go forward. But I'd just like to see this stuff timed a little bit closer to when we're ready to bring people on, if that makes sense. So that's just me.
Yeah, currently we have the amazing Joel. He is willing to step into one spot basically June 1st, which happens to time with when he'll receive his he'll graduate. So that spot is originally essentially filled. We do have a healthy intern program with Fresno State, so where those other intern positions can be rapidly filled, and then it would be just a matter of finding the additional analyst. So really, it's kind of a question of how long it would take us to fill one spot of the four total that's kind of being proposed. Well, four total that we would need to house.
I would ask, since there's only three of us, we all have to be on the same page. We're going to meet next month, mm-hmm. bring this back to us next month.
Okay.
And so agendize this for next month, and okay. hopefully everything is ready to go then.
So right back to Gary's table in it.
I love tables, though. So.
Yeah.
And my other concern would be that if we can get an option for that time, and I realize that time isn't of the essence, but time is of the essence, so to speak, because you know, if this place goes in 2 months or 3 months because we drag our feet, then we needed more space, and we have to move into a different building, which is going to add more cost. So if we can kind of lock in right now and kind of move laterally into the same building, our costs are a lot lower. If we wait up and try to save an extra buck here or there, try to fill spots and things like that, we're going to try to fill spots that in building that we don't currently occupy. So I see both sides of it. So
yes,
like we got to move. Get your options ready, and we'll hopefully we'll have all five members of.
Yeah, it's kind of like the car is packed, but there's no gas in the tank yet. And you know, it's one of those situations where, again, you know, like Nathan said, we don't have a crystal ball. So I definitely understand that. This is the only space available in the building that would increase the square footage. There is additional space on our floor, but we would essentially need to keep our additional space and then like kind of down the hall and around the corner have like a second division, so to speak, right? Which we can make that work as well. But again, having everybody under one central area would definitely be more beneficial. So yeah, I'll definitely bring this back to you next month. So hopefully a full commission is here to weigh in. I will ask the building management as far as any options, and if there's anything else you would like me to look into, please let me know so I can have that prepared and ready to go.
Just my only is if there's a 5-year option possibility, is instead of extending the lease 10 years out, just take our current lease and then getting a 5-year option. That's possible.
I would have to confirm with them, but
that way technically you're not locking in, but you are locking in a price range.
Yeah, when I first spoke with them, we asked, you know, how long of a term can we ask for from them? And 10 was the longest that they were willing to go. They were willing to go 15, but the terms, you know, there would be no benefits from that. I think that's a little bit too long of a term. Historically, LAFCO hasn't been in any one place longer than 10 years. So I thought that was kind of a good number. So I would assume if we want to kind of hit the reset button at 5 years, they would be open to that because it would take us beyond the current 2028 lease, but land us, you know, before the 2034 lease. So I would assume yes, but I can double check with that.
Okay. And Jessica, do we need to put this on as a motion to table, or do we just table it without even voting on it? Okay, we'll continue until the next meeting.
Awesome.
Let's see. Is that the last item?
Almost.
Please go.
I have to talk a little bit more.
Item number 10 is executive officer comments.
Okay, for the sake of everybody here, I'll try to fly through these. Next, the next agenda that we have coming up in June, we have our consent calendar items, our minutes, and we will have a consent annexation for Fresno, the Bull of Moreau, and number 3. For regular hearing items, we will have our chair pro tem and switch that up. We will have our alternate public member selection, which has been opened, and we received no interest from anyone thus far. So in case you guys have anybody can nudge, let us know. And then we will have the final budget, and now this the lease will go after that, which will basically be pending what commission wants to approve for the budget, which would then affect how we go forward with the lease after that.
So with Mario is no longer interested in serving?
No, this is the alternate public member position.
Got it.
Is
okay.
Open, and we haven't received any interest in that.
Who was the alternate before?
Michael Lopez. I always want to say Salazar for some reason, but it's Michael Lopez. And we let them know that it's opened up again, and we just haven't received anything this far from him. He did indicate that he wanted to have a heavier role in LAFCO, and what that may or may not mean, I'm not sure. So hopefully he at least submits to continue his current role. But again, with no interest received thus far, if any of you know anybody that's interested, please send them our way.
Okay. Item number 11.
Item number 11 is commission comments and reports.
Commission have any questions or comments? Are there parking spaces or passes available for the commission members? Mm-hmm. I think they expired in December for us. The commission parking passes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Seeing no other items, on to item number 12. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved and properly seconded. We stand adjourned.